I'd be good to go.
All right, take it away, John.
Hi, I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. And I'm really grateful to be here tonight. This is, I don't speak that much, and so I'm going to sort of wing it here, so we'll see what we got. But I think I can do all right. By the grace of God and program of action and the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, I haven't had to have a drink or use other substances since November 6th, 1993. And thank you, Joe. That was wonderful. So my home group is third edition, Big Book Study Group. It meets on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at Jehovah Lutheran Church. It's on Thomas and Snelling. And it's I've been going to that group for almost as long as I've been sober. And so I kind of picked up a few things as a result of that, I think. It's been very helpful. So what it was like, I grew up with a certain amount of privilege. I like to start that. I had a certain amount of privilege. My dad was a professor, and my mom was well-educated, so I'm brought up in that kind of situation. But, but the thing is I hear other people say this when they get up here, and I totally agree with them because I can see it. I didn't fit in. I always felt out of place. I felt like I was, I always felt clumsier, slower, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that was what my childhood was like. So come up, I discovered alcohol and other things in high school. And at that time, the state of Minnesota and the state of Wisconsin decided that 18 years old was good enough to drink. So that's when I started, more or less, and kept at it for quite a few years. Now, I was never a guest of the county or the state. I didn't get fired from any jobs, but I certainly had my share of interest in events. I had a couple of motorcycle crashes. Certainly drove intoxicated a number of times, but never seemed to blow under the weather. No DUIs or anything like that. It was odd. I don't know why it turned out that way, but it did. But at any rate, what happened, that kind of went on for a number of years, and I was pretty depressed, and I was very in debt. And I was married, I had two children, and my wife was going through her own personal stuff at the time, and she had she was seeing a therapist. The therapist found out that she had been drinking, suggested that she get tested or something, or talk to some CD counselor. And so she says to me, she says, "Well, you drink a hell of a lot more than I do, so I think you might want to do that yourself." And that's what I did. I was working at the time. I worked at a hospital, and I went to their employee assistance program and talked to a CD counselor and the CD, and I was honest with him. That's the first thing that was, is I was honest with the guy. I told him the truth, which surprised me because I wasn't trying to hide anything at that time, at that point. And he suggested, well, you should go to Alcoholics Anonymous. I had never any contact with Alcoholics Anonymous before that time. This was about 4 weeks before my 40th birthday. And I had no contact with AA. I didn't know any people from AA. I had no idea what this was about, except what the media says, you know, and we know all that. So he kind of said, well, you know, we can put you in this outpatient program. So I went into that, and it just so happened that my ex-boss, who I used to drink with, had gotten sober about 6 months prior to this. And he found out about this, and he brought me to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous at the Amigos group in South Minneapolis. And when I got there, I was, it was kind of like, oh, I kind of belong here. This is what I, you know, these people are like me. And that's what caught me about it. So I've stuck around ever since. And I had, you know, I made use, I was, the treatment people said, well, you've got to get a sponsor. So I called St. Paul Intergroup, and they provided me with a sponsor, for a temporary sponsor for my first 6 months or so. But he was really busy, and I didn't get much time with him. But I ended up, and there just so happened to be this meeting that met at a church around the corner of where I, around the corner of my neighborhood, like about three blocks away from me. And there was a meeting there. I saw on the list, you know, the books that they used to give out. There was a meeting there, and it was at 8 o'clock on Monday nights. And I went to this meeting. And I was a little bit, I was a little bit frightened of that meeting, because I thought, oh, geez, I might know somebody, you know. So, but it turns out that was the meeting that I ended up becoming my home group, and my sponsor assigned himself to me.
Okay.
And, and I've been working there, and I kind of, and it's a big book study, and it works, that study, and I've been sticking around since then, trying to work that suggestions as well as I can, because that's what gives me a decent life. You know, I'm retired now, and comfortable in my skin, and I'm able to come up here and talk to you and say stuff that maybe makes some sense. And I'm just, because I work the steps. Those steps come off the wall, and, you know, and do what things say in the big book. And that's really helpful. And I think I'm just grateful that I'm here tonight, and I'm going to pass with that. Thanks.